जय राधा माधव कुंज बिहारी। जय गोपी जन वल्लभ गिरिवर धारी। यशोदा नंदन ब्रज जन रंजन यशोदानंदन ब्रज जन रंजन यमुना तीरावन चारी यमुना जय राधा माधव कुंज बिहारी। जय राधा माधव कुंज बिहारी। हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे 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 रामा 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 हरे 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 कृष्णा 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 हरे 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 रामा 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 हरे 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 कृष्णा 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 हरे 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 रामा 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 हरे 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 कृष्णा 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 हरे 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 रामा हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे 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 रामा 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 हरे हरे गौर हरि बोल। हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे 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 रामा राम राम हरे 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 Krishna, Krishna Krishna Hare Hare, Hare Rama Hare Rama, Rama Rama Hare Hare.
जय श्री हरि नाम संकीर्तन की जय, श्रीमद् भागवतम की जय, श्रील प्रभुपाद की जय। ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। नारायणं नमस्कृत्यं नरं चैव नरोत्तमं देवीं सरस्वतीं व्यासं ततो जायामुदीरये नष्टप्रायेषु अभद्रेषु नित्यं भागवत सेवया भगवतीरुत्तम श्लोके भक्तिर्भवति नैष्टकी। कृष्णाय वासुदेवाय देवकी नंदनाय च नंदगोपा कुमाराय गोविंदाय नमो नमः। नमो पंकजनाभाय नमो पंकज मालिने नमो पंकज नेत्राय नमस्ते पंकजांग्रे। Hare Krishna, reading from Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 1, Chapter 6, chapter entitled Conversation between Narada and Vyasadeva, text number 36. Please repeat. Sarvam tad idam akhyatam yat prishtoham tayanagha janma karma rahasyam me भगवत्तश्चात्मतोषणम् सर्वं तदिदमाख्यातम् यत्पृष्टोऽहं त्वया नघ जन्मकर्मा रहस्यं मे भवतश्चात्मतोषणम् सर्वं तदिदमाख्यातम् यत् पृष्टोऽहं त्वया नघ जन्मकर्मारहस्यमेवमात्मतोषणम्। माताजी सर्वम् ऑल tat, that. Idam, this. Akyatam, described. Yet, whatever. Prishtha, asked by. Aham, me. Tvaya, by you. Anagha, without any sins. Janma, birth. Karma, activities. Rahasyam, mysteries. Me, mine. Bhavataha, your. Cha, and. Atma, self. Toshanam, satisfaction. Translation and purport by His Divine Grace, Srila A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada. O Vyasadeva, you are freed from all sins. Thus I have explained my birth and activities for self-realization as you asked. All this will be conducive for your personal satisfaction also. Purport, the process of devotional service from the beginning to the stage of transcendence is all duly explained to satisfy the inquiries of Vyasadeva. He has explained how the seeds of devotional service were sown by transcendental association and how they gradually developed by hearing the sages. The result of such hearing is detachment from worldliness, so much so that even a small boy could receive the death news of his mother, who was his only caretaker, as the blessing of God. And at once he took the opportunity to search out the Lord. A sincere urge for having an interview with the Lord was also granted to him, although it is not possible for anyone to see the Lord with mundane eyes. He also explained how by execution of pure transcendental service, one can get rid of the fruitive action of accumulated work and how he transformed his material body into a spiritual one. The spiritual body is alone able to enter into the spiritual realm of the Lord. And no one but a pure devotee is eligible to enter into the kingdom of God. All the mysteries of transcendental realization are duly experienced by Narada Muni himself. And therefore, by hearing such an authority, one can have some idea of the results of devotional life, which are hardly delineated even in the original texts of the Vedas. In the Vedas and Upanishads, there are only indirect hints to all this. Nothing is directly explained there. And therefore, Srimad Bhagavatam is a mature fruit of all the Vedic trees of literatures.
Om Ajnana Timirandhasya Jnananjana Shalakaya Chakshurun Militam Yena Tasmai Shri Guruve Nama Mukam Karoti Vachalam Pangum Langayate Girim Yat Kripatam Aham Vande Dinatarinam Paramananda Madhavam Sri Chaitanyam Ishwaram. Namaom Vishnu Padaya Krishna Preshtaya Bhutale Srimate Bhakti Vedanta Swaminiti Namine. Namaste Sarasvate Deve Gauravani Pracharine Nirvishesha Shunyavadi Pachata Deshatarine Pancha Kalpatarubhyascha Kripa Sindhubhya Evacha Patita Nam Pavanebhyo Vaishnavebhyo Namo Nama. Jai Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhar Sadi Gaura Bhakta Vrinda. Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare Hare, Hare Rama Hare Rama, Rama Rama Hare Hare, Hare Krishna Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna Hare Hare, Hare Rama Hare Rama, Rama Rama Hare Hare, Hare Krishna Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna Hare Hare, Hare Rama Hare Rama, Ram Ram Hare Hare.
Hare Krishna. So we are reading in this verse and purport the flowchart of a devotional service. Narad Muni is telling Vyasadeva that I have told you everything about my life, my past, how I got self-realization. Whatever you asked, I have answered. And you will be satisfied with this. And the whole idea is Narad Muni wants to impress upon Vyasadeva the need to write Srimad Bhagavatam and glorify Krishna. So basically, even in the purport, Srila Prabhupada writes how the main thing is the seed of transcendental association, which Narad Muni sowed in the, the Bhaktivedanti sowed in the heart of little Narada in his previous life. So when we get the right kind of association, and then we from our side put the right kind of effort, and then along in sadhana bhakti there is also the investment of emotions. So when we add the emotions, so when there is the right environment, which means the association of sadhus, and there is effort, and there is the emotions added in our sadhana bhakti, then anyone can get mercy. I mean, if these three is there, then anyone can become pure devotee. Like if you see Narad Muni, in his previous life, he is a son of a maid servant. He is not qualified materially to get and to become a pure devotee. He is one of the 12 Mahajanas, the best devotees of Krishna. In the universe, there are millions and millions of living entities, out of which so many human beings, out of which so many devotees, very few, of course, devotees. And out of that, he is one of the 12. But what was his background? He had no actually opportunity in one sense. But he got the right environment. He put his effort in the sense he was not interested in frivolous sports. You know, he was not watching IPL and he was not into Bollywood. He was disciplined. And also, he was crying out, hankering for Krishna when he got that one darshan. He sincerely invested his emotions. Uchishtalepan anumoditod vijay. He got the Mahaprasad, remnants of the pure devotees. So, by all this combination, he got mercy. And we are in a movement where Srila Prabhupada has made the highest accessible even to the lowest. That is the speciality of Krishna consciousness movement. Generally in this world, if you want admission in IAS or IIT or top medical college, the highest, if you want to get into IIM Ahmedabad, to get the highest, you have to be qualified also very high. Like there are coaching institutes which will train you, but to get into the coaching institutes, you have to get 95%. So everywhere, high qualification is needed to get highest. But in Krishna consciousness, if we get the right association, then the lowest can get the highest. When Srila Prabhupada was in Vrindavan, he was doing parikrama after Shringar Darshan of Krishna Balaram temple. So after the first round of parikrama, one of Prabhupada's disciples, Vishal Prabhu, he was standing. And as soon as he would see Prabhupada, he would shout, Srila Prabhupada ki jai, Vrindavan dham ki jai. So Prabhupada looked at him and nodded. And then Prabhupada continued the second round of parikrama. And after he completed, again Vishal Prabhu saw Srila Prabhupada and said, Vrindavan dham ki jai. And third time also he did that. So Srila Prabhupada looked at him and said, you like Vrindavan? Yes, Prabhupada, I love Vrindavan. Shri Vrindavan dham ki jai. So Prabhupada said, you love Vrindavan? Prabhupada's eyes became big. And then with his left hand, he just did like this. You love Vrindavan? His right hand was on his stick, walking stick. And he did like this. He said, you love Vrindavan? Take it. Vrindavan is yours. Take it. So his great Dinabandhu Prabhu was giving a purport to this pastime. He said, that Vrindavan dham which is inaccessible to so many pure devotees, so many people are trying, you know, and they cannot enter Vrindavan. Srila Prabhupada also writes that you cannot go to Vrindavan by simply buying a ticket. But a pure devotee of Krishna, by the flick of his finger, is making that Vrindavan which is inaccessible to everyone, accessible to all of us. So therefore, Narada's past life is a great inspiration for sadhakas. See, in our ISKCON movement, we have many examples like that, of extremely troubling or unqualified background and then becoming a pure devotee. Like the classic case is Jagai Madai. What were they? They were, you can imagine all the kinds of crimes they have committed. And they became pure devotees. When Srila Prabhupada was speaking about Jagai Madai here in this Pandal program here at Chowpatty Beach in 1972. So there were many newspaper reporters also, and then Prabhupada was doing kirtan. Thousands of people were there. So there Prabhupada in that Pandal program, while giving class, he said, he gave a class on Jagai Madai. He said there were two gundas in 500 years ago. And Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Nityananda Prabhu delivered them. They were Jagai Madai. And then Srila Prabhupada said, so that time there were two gundas, Jagai Madai, and they were delivered. Today by Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's mercy, we are delivering wholesale Jagais and Madais. So I like that phrase, wholesale. So this is this very very dramatic power of devotional service, which makes it very attractive. Like, you know, instead of Krishna, if you keep money and woman, wealth and opposite sex, let's say the most glamorous woman and the greatest wealth, and then instead of Krishna, you keep that. And on the other side, you have somebody who's very poor, maid servant son, and then he goes on to get that. Now that is like a typical script of a Bollywood super thriller movie. So this is how the rags to riches story, this is what makes Bhagavatam also very exciting, Krishna consciousness very exciting, because people who had nothing, they go on to get Krishna. What to speak of Narada, who was the son of a maid servant. Even the 10th canto of Bhagavatam reveals, even animals can get Krishna.
Danyasma mudagatayo piharinyeta yananda nandanamupata vichitra vesham akarnya venuranitam sahakrishna sara pujam da durvirechitam pranayavaloke.
The gopis are glorifying Krishna's beauty, and they are saying that it is so amazing. Danyasma mudagatayo. Mudagatayo means lowest species. Who? Harinya. The deer are low animal species. But look at their great fortune.
Ya nanda nanda namupata vichitra vesham.
And when Krishna Nandanandan decorates himself in very attractive clothes, this deer, which are actually unfortunate low species, they also get Krishna's attraction. And on top of it, when Krishna plays his flute and that sound enters the ear holes of the deer, akarnya venuranitam saha krishna sara, this deer, they go running to see Krishna. And they go with their husbands, whereas we are not able to go with our husbands. So the deer are more fortunate than us, that they can get Krishna's mercy. And then when they come in front of Krishna, when we come in front of Krishna, we can talk with Krishna. But when the deer come in front of Krishna, they cannot talk. They are animals. But still, they make Krishna so happy by, what do they do? How do deer glorify Krishna?
Pujam da durvirechitam pranayavaloke. Avaloke means by the glance.
So by the glance, they worship Krishna. Pujam dadur virechitam. And what kind of glance? Pranayavaloke. Pranaya means pranay. You know, some boys have the name pranay. Pranay means lot of affection. So the deer, they can't talk. They come with their husbands. They look at Krishna. Simply by their eyes, they are telling Krishna, Krishna, we love you. And they become so dear to Krishna. Generally, deer, they are very afraid of human beings. But when Krishna comes, Krishna starts patting the deer so much. Like, I used to go to national park near Borivali. And you know, when we see deer somewhere, and if the deer see human beings, we see that they run away. They are very afraid creatures. They are very afraid. But when Krishna is so attractive, that even the deer get mercy. And they worship Krishna with their eyes. The eyes are most powerful way of communication. You know, you can know if a person loves you or doesn't like you by his eyes. They avoid eye contact, you can know that they are disturbed with you. So the deer, they glorify Krishna with their eyes. And what to speak of, animals, the gopis go on to say that even a thing, even a bamboo flute is so lucky.
Gopya kima charadayam kushalam sma venur damodara darasudama pigopikanam भुङ्क्ते स्वयं यदवशिष्टरसं रदिन्यो ऋष्यत्वचाश्रुमुचुस्तरवो यतार्य.
They are saying, the one gopi is speaking to the other gopis, Gopya, kim acharadayam? Look at the auspicious blessing and fortune of this flute. Kushalam sma venur,
damodara adara sudam api gopikanam.
The nectar that is flowing from Krishna's flute, the nectar that is flowing from Krishna's lips, which goes into the holes of the flute. So the nectar of Krishna's lips is our property. But this flute has got that nectar of Krishna's lips.
Bhungte svayam yadavashishtarasam radinyo.
And the flute is enjoying Krishna's lips. And then we get the maha.
Rishyatvachashrumamuchustaravo yataraya.
So they are saying how blessed this flute is. And then they are glorifying the mother and father of the flute, the rivers on the bank of which the bamboo tree grows, and the bamboo tree gets the river water for the bamboo tree grow, and the flute is made from that tree. So the gopis are saying the rivers are the mother of the flute and the trees, bamboo trees, are the father. So the parents of the bamboo flute must be very happy that their descendant has become so close to Krishna. So according to the Srimad Bhagavatam, it is not simply a person from a very difficult background, struggling background, who can become Krishna's pure devotee, who can become close to Krishna. But Krishna is so magnanimous that even an animal species, even an inanimate object can be filled with life, chaitanya, love for Krishna. And even in this world we see that, you know, if somebody is very poor and has no access to anything and then he goes on to become very wealthy, he becomes very attractive. He becomes very popular. Like, I remember when I was in college, one movie hero was very popular. And he was very popular, and it was very fascinating because he was from a background where he was a bus conductor. And then he goes on to become a super wealthy hero. Then it becomes all the more attractive to people. So in this world also, when somebody is unqualified and he gets the highest, he becomes very attractive. So that's why Bhagavatam is advertising. See, Narada, no background, but see what he becomes. Like, you know, recently there was a story of one boy, some 18, 19 year old boy. For last 7 years he's struggling in Bombay, selling Pani Puri. And then he also used to play cricket in the evening. Now he's about to get into the Indian cricket team. So they are saying, wow, such a dramatic story. So this is exciting. People want to read about him. Because wherever there is this incongruence, somebody who can't make it and makes it, that is very attractive. And in a cricket team, you know, out of 125 crore Indians, 11 or 12 people make it. 12 people, one extra. 12 people make it out of 125 crore people. That is why it is like, wow, they must be gods. So you can imagine, in the entire universe, how many devotees must be there? Out of that, how many human beings are there? How many devotees are there? Out of that, 12 people are chosen as the Mahajans. And Narada is one of them. So therefore, this is the beauty of Srimad Bhagavatam. And the Srimad Bhagavatam repeatedly emphasizes that anyone can become Kirata, Hunandra, Pulinda, Pulkasha. Anyone can get access to Krishna's mercy. And the Bhagavatam through this pastime is revealing to us that if we have the right association, if we put in the right effort, and if we invest our emotions in the practice. And emotions basically means the desire. Krishna, I want to attain your shelter in this lifetime. I've suffered for so many lifetimes, but this one life, I want to somehow get your mercy. This desire is what is ultimately most important ingredient in a sadhaka's practice. What is our desire? In this world also, if we want to experience something, anything you want to experience, you need desire. You need three things actually, out of which desire is very important. First, you need opportunity to enjoy that, right? Then you need ability to enjoy. And then you need a desire also. Like for example, there is a Chappan Bhog festival. Let's say Govinda announces. That is to advertise, you know. Chappan Bhog festival. Special guests will be called. You know, special passes are made. So now, how can you experience this Chappan Bhog festival of Govinda's? First, let us say you are not invited for the party. So there is no opportunity to experience. So opportunity is very important.
Let us say you are invited, you have the opportunity to enjoy that feast. But that day you have loose motions, you have diarrhea. And you are very I have fever, 104 degree fever. So there's no ability to enjoy also. So opportunity is needed. Even if you have the opportunity, you need to have the ability to enjoy that feast. And let us say you have the opportunity also and you have ability also. You have no fever, you are healthy. But the problem is, you have no desire. You don't feel like eating only. Then you can't enjoy that feast. So you need all three in this world to experience. But in Krishna consciousness, the amazing thing is, even if I have only one of the three, especially the desire, if that one thing is there, then Krishna arranges the opportunity. Krishna arranges the ability for the devotee. Because Krishna is more desirous that we go to Him than we want to go to Him. That is the reason. I was reading recently the fourth canto. The Prachetas, you know, they learn beautiful prayers from Lord Shiva. That is Rudra Gita. Amazing beauty of Krishna is described by Lord Shiva. And then Prachetas go into austerities. They perform devotional service and Lord Vishnu appears before them. So when Lord Vishnu appears, Prachetas offer beautiful prayers. And in these prayers, they are saying that, my dear Lord, you are, if we simply have the desire, you will do everything for us. Namo namaklesha vinashanaya nirupito dara gunavahaya mano vacho vega puro javaya sarvaksha margair agatadvane nama. They are saying, my dear Lord, one of the names of Lord Vishnu, they are calling Him as Namo Nama Klesha Vinashanaya. Klesha means all the difficulties. My dear Lord, you are the person who will destroy all the kleshas in our life. That is what you love to do. You love to destroy our suffering. And this is not we are saying. This is not our speculation. What are Prachetas saying in the second line? Nirupito dara guna vahaya. Nirupita means it's already conclusively established, firmly established. It is not that we have to say it and we have to declare it. It is already established. That guna vahaya, if somebody chants your holy names, if somebody glorifies your qualities, basically hearing and chanting. If these two things are going on, then you will take charge. You will destroy their klesha. And instead of this, if we try to figure out solutions to our problems with our head and we try to understand you completely, we try to control the path of devotional service, we will fail. Mano vacho vega puro javaya. We may travel with the speed of the mind, but my dear Lord, you are inaccessible. Sarva kshamargair. We may put all our senses to try and figure you out. Agatadvane nama, but you are inaccessible, oh my dear Lord. But if we glorify your qualities, if we chant your holy names, then you will destroy all our kleshas. And in the next prayer they say, Srila Prabhupada also gives very amazing translation of this verse, the next verse. The Prachetas are saying, my dear Lord, you are not in Sattvaguna also, you are beyond Sattvaguna. So they say, Namo Vishuddha Sattvaya Hare Hari Medase Vasudevaya Krishnaya Prabhave Sarvasatvatam. My dear Lord, you are Vishuddha Sattva. You are beyond goodness. And the best part about you is, you are Hare, Hari Medase. Hari means somebody who steals away all, takes away all your sins. But you are not simply one who takes away all our sins. You are Hari Medase. Medha means brain. Hari Medase means, Srila Prabhupada translates the word Hari Medase as Hari whose brain is active to remove our suffering. So Krishna's brain is constantly active. He is thinking how to remove this fellow's suffering. And therefore they are saying that you are Vasudeva, you are Krishna, you are as a person Krishna, you remove the suffering. You are thinking of removing the suffering of devotees. As we all expanding Vasudeva in the heart, Paramatma, in the heart of the devotees, you are guiding them. And most importantly, Prabhave Sarva Sattvatam, you are always increasing the influence of your devotees.
So this is the amazing quality of Krishna. Manas apartham vilasadvayaya. The Prachatas say that the Lord, how he helps the devotees. If we have a little desire, then what will Krishna do, you know? Krishna will give us a taste. Some taste in some aspect of bhakti. And that taste, manas apartham, once our mind has touched Krishna, then that enjoyment will make vilasadvayaya, the enjoyment out of the dualities of this material world, to be insignificant. That means Krishna will give us that higher taste. Once that higher taste comes, then even if a devotee gives up Krishna consciousness because of the powerful illusory energy, still that taste will haunt him and he will not be happy in the sense gratification. Means there are many people in the outside world who have not practiced Krishna consciousness. They may think Krishna consciousness practices are not so great, nothing exciting. But a devotee who has experienced the taste and then falls down to Maya, he will always keep remembering the taste that he has got. He will never forget it. This is how Krishna attracts a devotee. For those who have never experienced, they may not understand. Like, you know, many years ago, Akinchan Krishna Prabhu gave this example of his mother. So, she was working in a bank. So, she had to travel in the local train during peak hours. So she would, and he would tell his mother that it must be very difficult, local train, crowded, horrible, Mumbai. Because, you know, Mumbai local trains, people enter as if there is some diamond inside. They just, wow. And they come out, Isolina Radhana Swami Maharaj says, they get out of the train as if there is some snake inside and they are afraid. So it's very passionate. So he was asking his mother that it must be very difficult for you. She said, no, it is very cool. Now I go to office, I come back. The train is okay. So then he couldn't pursue the argument further. But later on, she was transferred to another place, you know, some northeast somewhere, where there were beautiful lakes and, you know, there were nice scenery. So she had to walk 10 minutes to the office and then come back. After 3 years, she was posted back in Mumbai. And then when he went to visit her, and she had to again go back to office in the same local train. And then she told him, horrible these local trains, I have to go every day. Why is she saying like that now? Because she got higher taste. She experienced something better, so then this appears. So somebody who has never experienced Krishna consciousness will not realize that he is missing something. But once we have a desire and then Krishna takes charge, with his active brain, Krishna arranges us to get some taste, then we are trapped. And then when we get devotional service, if we can somehow hold on to some service, if we can hold on to association, some higher purpose within the association of devotees, then we are very beautifully trapped by Krishna. But we need that positive engagement. You know, once our friend Raghupati Prabhu was telling me that one place he was preaching, their child, small child, 4-year-old boy, he had this habit of putting his thumb inside the mouth. Constantly would suck his thumb. So they kept telling him, beta, this is bad habit, remove the thumb. He would keep doing like this. No, no, no. So they were thinking, how to get him to remove his thumb from the mouth? So the grandmother had a brilliant idea. So she brought him shorts, cheddi, for the 4-year-old boy, which was very loose. So as soon as the child would put, it would fall off. As soon as it would fall, then everybody would say, shame, shame, shame. They would make fun of him. And immediately, his hand would be on his shorts. And he was forced to hold the shorts like this whole day. And then whenever he would instinctively put his thumb inside, shorts would go down and everybody would make fun of him. And again, so that by holding his shorts for a few days, the habit went away. So then Prabhuji gave purport that similarly we have this tendency, instinct towards sense gratification, which is our natural condition in the material world. But if we get a higher taste, which is compared to holding the shorts, then that will help us overcome that habit. And that opportunity is available in devotional community. So this superior rasa, if we can experience, then lower rasa goes away. And then even if we have problems, then even if a devotee falls, Narad Muni has told in the previous chapter that the power of bhakti is that even if a person, once he has experienced taste, and then he gives up, what happens? Navai jano jatu katanchana vrajen mukunda sevan navadanga samshritim. Smaran mukundangri upaguhanam punar
vihatumicche narasagraho jana.
He says that once somebody has tasted, smaran mukundangri upaguhanam punar, again and again he will keep remembering that, are yaar, wo maja aaya tha, wo devotional service kiya tha. That was the best day of my life. Those were the best moments of my life. It will keep haunting him. Because smaran mukundangri upaguhanam punar, vihatum icche na rasagraho jana. Once somebody has tasted rasa in bhakti. Our Ravi Gupta Prabhu, Radhika Raman Prabhu, he told a real story from US. He is preaching in US. He is a professor in a college, academic scholar also by profession. He was talking about one temple where there was one brahmachari devotee who was doing DT service, and he was a devotee for ashram brahmachari for 10 years, I think 10, 15 years. And then he had some problem with the management, some fight. So he left and he joined some job in the same city. And then he took a vow that I will never go to the temple again. Because he was upset with some issue, some small issue. And then he continued that job for 10 years. And then one day in his office, somebody said, today all of us are going for an outing. All the office colleagues are going. There is one Hindu temple in this city. They are going there. So he asked, which temple? They said, oh, it is a temple called ISKCON. So we'll go there. And you know, it's just like sightseeing they wanted to go. He said, okay, all of you go, I am not coming. They said, why? You are a part of our office team, you should come. He said, no, you know, I have some pangas with them. I have some issues. Oh, really? You are part of their group? He said, yeah, 10 years ago I was staying there. I stayed there for 10, 15 years. Really? Then you should come. No, I am not coming. Then they all insisted that you have to come. He said, no, I have nothing to do with them. But because they insisted, he said, okay, I'll come with you. I'll be in the vehicle, but I'll not get down of the vehicle. They said, okay. So he came in the vehicle. So they got down, they went inside the temple, and he was sitting in the car, vehicle only. Then one of the office colleagues came and said, just come till the gate. No, I mean, you have come here after 10 years. Just come little bit. So they dragged him. So they came, he came till the gate. Then one of the colleagues said, at least come to the temple. Just come inside and then go away. So very reluctantly he came in, he walked in. And that time Sandhya Arati was going on. And the pujari was doing, you know, the lamp offering, the argya, and all that. He was offering the flowers. And then when he came in, he saw the temple hall. He saw the devotees. He saw the pujari. He remembered his own pujari service. And he became emotional. His eyes swelled up with tears. And then when the pujari did the chamar seva, he just broke down. And then when the pujari blew the conch shell, this person just sat on the temple hall. He just refused to get up. And then he was crying like a baby. And all those differences, they all appeared so silly. They all just dissolved. And then all the colleagues understood that he was attached to this place. When they were telling him, okay, now we'll go, he said, no, you all go, I'm staying back. And then he continued to stay in the temple. So this is how, you know, our Shruti Dharma Prabhu says that Krishna consciousness is like transcendental spiritual mafia. He said in a mafia, a person who enters the gang, he can never leave. And why he doesn't leave? Why they don't allow him to leave? Because they say that you know too much now. You can't leave. Right? That's what the underworld mafia does. So in the pure spiritual realm also, Krishna consciousness is so nectarian, so tasty, that once one has understood the philosophy and experienced Krishna's presence in his life, then it's like coming into a mafia where you can't leave because you have experienced the highest. Then even if you leave, you cannot leave. Therefore, in all our practices, a devotee who is an intelligent person, he will try to get that experience of Krishna. Somehow that taste is needed. Then Krishna's protection is guaranteed. But that for that initial thing, what we need is desire. Krishna, I want to serve you. Krishna, I want to please you. And then when we have that desire, then Krishna will give us the real desire. See, it all has to begin with us somewhere. Sometimes people say, Prabhuji, how do I get desire? How do I love Krishna? How do I become sincere? These are very common questions. How do I become humble? See, His Holiness Niranjan Swami Maharaj said, in ISKCON we have this how to do it questions. And he said, how to do it questions means these kind of questions. How to become humble? So Maharaj said, the answer to all these how to do it question is, you do it by doing it. How to become humble? So he says, you become humble. How to become sincere? Become sincere. In your own way, somehow show sincerity, then Krishna will give us the gift of real sincerity. Somehow love Krishna, which may not be pure, just like, you know, Adav Shraddha, our faith is very basic. But at Nishta, that faith is very strong. Similarly, in the initial time, we just somehow express a desire to Krishna. Somehow we connect with Krishna in our own way, and then Krishna makes it stronger. Like, you know, sometimes devotees wake up the deities early morning. They come to the altar, deity room at 3:30, they are there making plates. I mean, it's ironical that devotee has to go in to wake up Krishna. How can devotees wake up God? But by doing that service of waking up God, then eventually God, Krishna, will wake that devotee up from his slumber of ignorance. Like one devotee is waking up the deities, he brings the bell. So I told him, wow, you wake up the deities so nicely. He said, मैं रोज सुबह मंदिर में घंटी बजाता हूँ, सोया हुआ खुद हूँ, भगवान को जगाता हूँ. So I am myself sleeping, I am trying to wake up Krishna. But that first step he has taken. So when he has taken that first step, then Krishna gives us the real waking up, you know. So like that, we have to somehow begin the story, the process. And have the right association, do the right thing from our side. And the most right thing to do is this, what we are doing now, Sankirtan. Coming together, taking part in hearing, chanting and service. Hearing about Krishna, serving Krishna's devotees and chanting Krishna's holy names. HSC, simple formula. And in that Sankirtan, we have to, there are two things. One is Sankirtan and second is respect all the other devotees. If these two is there somehow, then the process is very effective and success is guaranteed. See, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu in Gambira, he used to cry like a madman. He used to rub his face on the wall. And it was not smooth marble wall. Those who have gone to Jagannath Puri and seen Gambira, Mahaprabhu would go mad in ecstasy in remembering Krishna. Krishna, Krishna, where are you? He would be like intense emotional, spiritual experience. So he would be crying whole night and he had two associates, Sarup Damodar and Ramananda Rai. He would be crying the whole night. But one day, something interesting happened. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was smiling. And he was not crying that day. And then Swarup Damodar and Ramananda Rai were seeing, oh, Lord Chaitanya is very happy today. And then Lord Chaitanya, in that mood, he said something very interesting to Swarup Damodar and Ramananda Rai. Harsha Prabhu kahen shuno Swarup Ramarai. Harsha Prabhu. With great joy, Mahaprabhu said, shuno Swarup Ramarai, Ramananda Rai, Swarup Damodar, listen to me, I have to tell you something very important. Harsha Prabhu kahen shuno Swarup Ramarai. Naam Sankirtana Kalau Parama Upay. Naam Sankirtan is the Param Upay, the best solution for Kali Yuga. Just take part in Sankirtan. And then Mahaprabhu went on to say, Sankirtana Yagya Kalau Krishna Aradhan. In Kali Yuga, Sankirtan is the way we worship Krishna. Sankirtana Yagya Kalau Krishna Aradhan Se Tosu Medha Paye Krishnera Charan. An intelligent person will take part in Sankirtan because that way he is worshipping Krishna and he will quickly get Krishna's lotus feet. So if you are intelligent, Mahaprabhu has declared, you will take part in Sankirtan. So what is the speciality? What happens when we take part in the Sankirtan process of hearing, chanting, serving devotees? So that Mahaprabhu reveals there is something very special in the Sankirtan process. Nama Sankirtana hoite sarva anarthanash. All the dirty things in the heart, anarthas, unwanted things, they get destroyed when we take part in Sankirtan. And then we all want auspiciousness, right? So Mahaprabhu says, Nama Sankirtana hoite sarva anarthanash. Sarva Shubhodaya Krishna Premera Ullas. All auspiciousness will arise in the heart. And Premera Ullas, the joy of love. Everybody wants to experience the joy, happiness of love. But the highest experience of love is in relationship with Krishna. And that can be experienced in Nam Sankirtan. And then Mahaprabhu goes on to clarify that along with Sankirtan, We have to also respect all devotees and not expect any respect. Uttamahana Vaishnav Habe Nira Abhiman Jive Samman Dibe Jani Krishna Adishthan. Mahaprabhu says, Uttamahana Vaishnav, topmost devotee taking part in Sankirtan is he who is Nira Abhiman, who has no false pride, and he will always respect other living entities. In what consciousness he will respect other people? Jive Samman Dibe Jani Krishna Adishthan. Krishna is in the heart of every living entity. This cognizance, this knowledge will help a devotee respect others, and he will also take part in Sankirtan. This combination is a game changer. It will completely change our life. Sei Mata Hana Hoy Krishna Namaloy Sri Krishna Charana Tandre Prema Upajay. Mahaprabhu says that just do these two things. If you do these two things, you will get love of Krishna and you will get shelter of Krishna's lotus feet. So therefore this is Sankirtan. Somehow coming together, taking part in the process and chanting and serving devotees. So to summarize what we have discussed so far is Narada's story is a very dramatic story of success in spiritual life, which is accessible to all of us also, provided we follow the method given for Kali Yuga, which is taking part in Sankirtan process and not offending other devotees and respecting them. This is the summary essence of today's discussion. Now we can have some questions or comments if anyone asks. Hare Krishna. Thank you very much. Grantara Srimad Bhagavatam. Sorry. That is the question.
Hare Krishna. Thank you very much, Poji. Wonderful class. And you took us through the whole Bhagavatam's sweetness of Krishna and Mahaprabhu's instructions. What is the difference between people saying a wow experience, religious experience, and a spiritual experience? Sometimes people get a aha moment, even when they visit their old school and with coming in contact with Krishna. Because we don't necessarily feel the same kind of emotions as we do sometimes in the material circles. So how does one necessarily understand that this is a spiritual experience?
It is not material. Srila Prabhupada has given us the yardstick. You can know it is not material if after that experience your desire to enjoy sense gratification increases or it goes away. Sense gratification and Krishna consciousness go ill together. So if you go to your old school and you start crying and you get ecstasy, and after that what do you do? What do your friends, all of them do? But when you come to Krishna devotees and Krishna consciousness, and that experience, that aha that we call, that epiphany or whatever, as a result of which a person feels, as I quoted that verse, manas apartham vilasadvaya, he finds vishaya vinivartante niraharasya deyina rasavarjam rasavasya param drishtva nivartate. That higher taste will make attraction to sense gratification go away. So if that is happening, and that can happen only in the association. You know, if we get the right association, like Dhruv Maharaj, it's amazing. I was reading Dhruv Maharaj, he's standing in front of the Lord, he's seeing Krishna. And he's telling Lord Vishnu that, I want to be with devotees. Bhaktim muhu pravatam tvai me prasango bhuyad ananta mahatam amalashayanam. Enanjasolbanamuru vesanam bhavabdim neshe bhavad gunakatam ritapanamattha. He says, I want prasanga. Prabhupada translates prasanga as not simply association of devotees. He says intimate association of devotees. So Dhruv Maharaj is in front. See, we are chanting, we are hearing so that we get darshan, we get to see Krishna one day. But here is a person who got Krishna and he wants intimate association of devotees. And then he is saying, this world is a terrible ocean filled with lot of suffering. But I want to go mad, panamattha. I want to go mad hearing and chanting your glories. So, if we have that kind of association, and then that hankering for more and more association of devotees is also another sign that it is not a material experience. How many people will be loving to, how many materialistic people will want to be with devotees? Just being with devotees, taking prasad with devotees, listening to them, you know, guyam akhyati. Of course, it is important, it's not simply associating with devotees. What we do with them, that is also important. Like one temple president made an announcement to the Gurukul children that you should not go and watch these movies or something. But one boy was caught and then he was told, why you went like that? He said, Prabhuji, but I went with devotees. So that association is not, what you do in that association is important. So a devotee can know by these two things. One is attraction for material life goes down. And second, wanting to be with devotees. I mean, it's amazing. Narottam Das Thakur, he is a person whom Lord Chaitanya predicted, you know, looking at Kheturi direction in the Padma River, is shouting, Narottam, Narottam. He is predicting that very soon my pure devotee will come. Means what an exalted personality Narottam Das Thakur must be. But he, in his prayer, is saying, Thadera charana sevi bhakta sanevas, janame janame hoye yehi abhilas. He is saying, I want to serve the lotus feet of devotees and I want to be with them. Not this life, so that we want association of devotees as a ladder. We climb that association to get Krishna. That is what we think. But here is Narottam Das Thakur who has got Krishna and he is saying, Janame Janame Hoye, birth after birth I want association of devotees and I want to, you know, Parikshit Maharaj has seen Krishna in the womb of his mother. Like Angushta Matra Mamalam, Spurat Purata Molinam, Apivya Darshanam Shamam. Krishna comes in the size of a thumb and he protects baby Parikshit in the womb of his mother Uttara. And this child comes out of the womb looking for that friend of mine who protected me when I was in the womb. He is looking at everyone. Is he the person who protected me? He is pulling everyone, looking up. Oh no, this is not the person. He was doing everybody's Pariksha, Paraikshanaya. So that's why he got the name Parikshit. He was looking for Krishna from childhood. He had seen Krishna in the womb. And what is his desire before leaving the world? He says, Punascha Bhuyat Bhagavati Anante Rati Prasanga Sadadashreyeshu Mahat Swamyam Upayami Srishti Maitrastu Sarvatra Namo Dvijaye. He says, I want association of devotees. I want to preach the message of Krishna. So all of them, they got Krishna, they want association of devotees. Parikshit Maharaj, Dhruv Maharaj, our Narottam Das Thakur, and even Rudrasur's prayer, the Chatushloki Bhagavat, the last prayer is, Mamottama Shloka Janeshu Sakhyam Samsara Chakre Brahmatasva Karma Bhi Tanmayatma Atmajadara Gehesh Asakta Chittasthenanata Bhuya. Rudrasur is about to die now. Indra is about to hurl this thunderbolt. He is saying, Mama Uttama Shloka Janeshu Sakhyam. I want best friendship. I want to have best friendship with Lord's devotees. So what an opulence. So if these two things are happening, attraction for sense gratification is going away by that aha moment, and also the desire to take part in Sankirtan is increasing, then we can know that it is not a material experience. It is a spiritual experience. Is that okay? Thank you very much for your kind attention. Srila Prabhupada ki jai, Granthara Srimad Bhagavatam ki jai. Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.